We will begin this relaxation experience by laying down on the floor. You can lay down on a yoga mat, you can spread a blanket out, or you can just be directly on the floor. And you may want to pause this audio now if you're going to need any pillows or blankets or bolsters to support your body in this position. And once you're ready, we will begin together. So we'll start by just letting the whole body, the weight of the body, settle to the floor. And we'll start to pay attention to, bring our awareness to how the body has chosen to just sort of rest on the floor. So we'll notice, without having to open our eyes, just starting to feel how your right leg is resting on the floor and how your left leg is resting on the floor, and just the different angle, right, of the leg and the different angles of the feet and the toes. You may want to add little bits of movement. If it's hard for you to sense the position of these parts of your body, you can always feel free to add little movements. And then let's start to pay attention to how the right arm is resting on the floor and how the left arm is resting on the floor, and the position of those limbs. And noticing the position of your head and the position of your spine. And let's start to tune in a little more intently to that sensation of all the points of contact of your body and the floor. So noticing which parts of your feet are touching the floor, and just paying attention to that sensation for a moment. Noticing how different parts of the legs and different parts of your bum are touching the floor. Any sensation, any difference of sensation between the right side and the left side, if one side feels more weighted or less weighted. Just observing our experience of our body in connection with the ground beneath us. And noticing different parts of your back that are touching the floor, and different parts of the shoulders and the arms. Again, paying attention first to the right arm, how it's resting in space and how it feels resting on the floor, different parts that are touching the floor. And maybe there's certain parts of your arm or your hand that aren't touching the floor, noticing the difference of sensation there. Paying attention to the left arm from the shoulder all the way down to the fingertips. How certain parts of the head are touching the floor and how certain parts of the head are not touching the floor, from the neck all the way up through the crown of your head. And so we just start to feel the whole back body, all the different points of contact, again, with the floor and your body, staying present with those sensations. And then let's start to tune into the breath and the movement of the breath. So sensing how the breath is moving in and out of your nose, and feeling the air as it moves in through both nostrils and how it moves out of both nostrils. Paying attention to your own specific rhythm of the breath moving in and out. And can we hold this layer of curiosity around the breath and how it's moving, how it's shifting, how it's moving different parts of your body as you breathe. So now pay attention to which parts of the body are you sensing movement from the inside out as the breath moves in and out of your nose. Investigating different parts of your torso, from your chest all the way down into your pelvic floor. Subtle movement, or maybe there's big movement. Maybe there's a little bit of both, different parts of the front of the torso, the back of the torso, the front body, the back body, the side of the body, the sides of the body that are moving as we breathe. And just staying curious, observing all those different sensations, again, from the inside out. Notice what it feels like to sense the breath moving within you. Notice what it feels like to sense movement around your skin. Around your clothes as we're tuning into movement of the breath. And let's stay aware of sensation within the body now. Notice which parts of the body are capturing your attention. If there's any stronger or more frequent sensation in certain parts of your body, and are there other parts of your body where maybe you can't really feel so much? And again, can we hold curiosity around feeling sensation within our bodies? What can we feel? What is not available to feel? And holding, again, this curiosity, this awe, maybe even a little bit of wonder around tuning into sensation within our bodies, externally, outside of our bodies. Allowing this exploration just to bring us into this very present moment of our body, of our breath, and the ability of the body to bring us into a more relaxed state just by paying attention, just by embodying our bodies, by noticing sensation, by feeling our body in connection with the floor. And for the next few moments, we're just going to be here in silence together, and the invitation will be just to let whatever might be happening for you in this moment, whether there's lots of thoughts or lots of sensation or no thoughts or visuals, whatever might be happening, restlessness, can we just invite whatever experience we are having in this moment to be 100% okay and welcomed for just the next 30 seconds, welcoming whatever experience we're having of being in these bodies, of tuning into the breath, of resting on the floor, welcoming all the different parts of yourself for the next 30 seconds in silence. And from here, you can either choose to stay and continue to rest and observe your experience of the body, sensation inside, sensation outside of you. Or we'll just slowly start to wiggle the fingers, wiggle the toes, move your head a little side to side, and take the next minute or so to maybe do a little stretch, a little wiggle, a little shake, and then eventually come up to a seat and have a breath or two, and then continue on with the rest of your day. But reminder, to just really take your time. Try not to rush out of this practice. Have a slow transition from laying down to sitting to standing. Take about 2 minutes to do that. And wishing you an easeful rest of your day or evening.